This is WLVR. Sharon Serra was a federal law enforcement official working in Manhattan when the first plane hit the World Trade Center. At the time, the Northampton County resident was just about 3 years into her now decades-long career in law enforcement. Serra sat down with WLVR's Hayden Mittman to share her memories of 9/11 and the profound impact it has had on her life. Parts of their conversation involve details that may be upsetting to some listeners.
Sharon, you were in Manhattan on September 11th, 20 years ago. What do you remember about it?
I was in the office talking to some of my coworkers, having a cup of coffee, waiting to start the day, just chatting about what we were going to do. And I didn't even acknowledge the time. We were just talking, and all of a sudden you heard like a loud, like, boom. We all looked at each other, kind of shrugged our shoulders, and just kind of kept talking, because what it sounded like is sounds of New York City of one of those huge garbage trucks that would come and just lift up one of those big buckets and then slam it to the ground. So one of my coworkers, we just looked out the window and saw one of the towers from a distance, which is huge up top, black soot. It just was black. So me and my partner decided to leave the building, and we proceeded to walk towards the West Side Highway. We looked up and saw the impact. Mm. Again, we're thinking, wow, a small plane must have hit it. Again, not realizing the perspective of where we were in relation to how high the towers were. But I think at that moment when I saw, I go to my partner and I said, what's falling from the building? Like, what is that? It was a person. A heart just sank to my feet. It was just probably, it was beyond scary because you didn't have time to really think about that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It was just kind of due. And, the next thing I know, the towers were coming down.
What impact did that have on you being there, being in that place in that moment, especially now, 20 years later? How did that reverberate through your life?
I moved to the city. I lived in the city after that. And I mean, I wasn't down there living because you couldn't, obviously, but I know I instead of running from it, I ran towards it. So it impacts my life to this day. I mean, a year later, I was, breaking out in hives and had no idea why. I wasn't even thinking. And so then I just realized through my mother, she says, could it be 9/11? And I said, holy cow. I said, I bet you that's it. Because I didn't have time. I don't want to say mourn, but I didn't have time to react like a, should I say, normal person, quote unquote, because we had to do a job. We had to, we had to interview a lot of people and just get an idea of what actually happened and try to help out as much as we can. I didn't have time to worry about myself. And I hope I answered your question, but now I don't feel so much sorrow. I always honor. And I remember that time. It's real special. I think it defined who I am today, like how I interview with people. Like when I go on interviews for even the simplest thing, I take extra care and concern for who I'm talking to and what their position might be, when I'm asking certain questions. I feel like I'm more thoughtful than I was.
What does it mean to be 20 years out?
Time just goes by so fast. And it's just, I guess what's most important, I just don't want people to forget. I don't want everybody to get depressed and let it affect your lives to the point where you can't function. But I really do feel like people just shouldn't lose sight of that time, because, also that time when I noticed is so many people came together. Today, 20 years later, I just feel so sad because I think a lot of the younger generation coming up have lost sight. Not all of them, just not most of them. I'm just saying have lost sight. And I feel like if 9/11 can be a time where we come together to honor those victims, we should come together.
That was Sharon Serra, a federal law enforcement officer and Northampton County resident, speaking with WLVR's Hayden Mittman.